This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, it is Thursday, the 30th of November. Say goodbye to November. 30 days half September, April, May, and November. All the rest have 31 in kind, except leap year has 29. Got that? Did you learn that when you were in elementary school? Come on, ladies. Fess up, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara.
I learned it from you, actually, because I've heard you say it. Yeah, but no, not in school.
Didn't learn in school.
I mean, I know that. I don't know that I learned it in school, but I didn't. I've never heard the in kind part, which rhymes with the 29. That's a new twist. Huh.
So you've learned something already.
I did.
And we've just gotten started in this hour of the DJV show with Matt Lauer fallout continuing. Is there anybody talking about anything else in the last 24 hours? It seems not.
North Korea or Matt Lauer.
Yeah, well, yeah. Kim Jong. Let's see. Here's a picture. Let's do some kind, not a hologram. What do they call it when you morph? It's morphing back and forth between Kim Jong-un, who declared that the nuclear program his country has is now complete, and he can wipe out the rest of the world. Of course he can. Yes, right. And meanwhile, Matt Lauer joins a number of other people who have gone the way of the wind, if you will. Various complaints about inappropriate sexual behavior. Do we have to continue to underscore this? Is there anything that we don't know already? It's been the buzz. The New York Times, Variety, various newspapers and news organizations have been after him. And NBC got out in front of it and said, "You're fired. See you later, alligator." So,
there's a lot of conflicting reports on this one.
Mm-hmm.
In
the only
way?
Thing left to debate is if NBC really knew about it or if it really was the first time they heard about it. I've heard a lot of people that Andy Lack is telling a few fibs when he says that this is the first time he heard a complaint about Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
I've heard lots of people say that they've complained to executives and it fell on deaf ears. The thing that really gets me, though, is that Variety reported that he has a button under his desk that locked the door without him having to stand up.
That was protocol, and I saw that, too. It's creepy, but apparently for all of their big-name stars, they have that feature built into the offices, because if there's a crazy person that comes in or a stalker looking for them, it's supposed to be protection for them. I think Matt Lauer was using it in a way that was not intended.
So he was
which
keeping
was to
him
trap
in rather
victims.
Than keeping him out.
I get that, but it still seems confusing. It seems like you should also have, like, just a button for an alarm under your desk or something like that, if that's really the issue. I don't know. I mean, how are they supposed to know if someone comes to the door and starts banging on it, they can lock it without having to stand up or...
Well, there's a lot of security checkpoints at Rockefeller Center. So.
Yeah, in those places, there's always...
You would know. If someone was coming for you, you'd probably know about it.
It's like getting into the White House. Same kind of thing.
But I didn't hear about the button until just now, so that's interesting. But the other part that's kind of odd and confusing from everything that I read, everyone comes out and has said, yes, he was a serial cheater on his wife. The wife lives out in the Hamptons. They really don't even have a marriage. I think they stayed married to just avoid an expensive divorce settlement. So everyone knows all about that. Everyone also knows that he had numerous affairs every single time with someone who was a subordinate of his. So everyone admits all of that. But then everything that I've read also says that they never thought that he would ever be the type to do anything that was non-consensual. That's where a lot of his colleagues don't really seem to believe this story. But yet NBC has got some sort of evidence that was so compelling that they fired him in his pajamas. So I don't know. It's a very weird story.
Well, the focus on this, whether it be Matt Lauer or Garrison Keillor,
a weird one too.
Well, he's a weird guy. And
isn't he like 109?
He's 75.
75.
Okay. And he put his hand on the back of some lady that works with him
up
who had an open...
Up the shirt of somebody, I think.
Is it up the shirt? I thought it was she had an open dress.
Is he in the same club that George H.W. is in? Do they have a little old man's club together?
Well, no, he's a lot younger than George Bush is 93 or 94.
But apparently he's been doing it for a long time.
Well, he's one of these really arrogant types that thinks that the moon and the sun and the stars surround him or go around.
You mean Keeler?
Keeler. Yeah. I had the displeasure of having an encounter with him guised as an interview once, and he's an arrogant, what else? There's nothing else to say.
Does he think he's so special because he brought back radio from the 40s or something? I don't really get what his deal is.
Here's what the deal is. With most of these people that are on NPR, with the exception of Click and Clack, the Tapper brothers, there is this kid, Peter Sagal, that does Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and in other shows that are kind of like that are uniquely NPR and entertaining, has great following, but there's a content sort of quality that these people get to their persona. Listen, more people listen to this radio program than listen to, not Click and Clack, but who listen to Garrison Keillor or who listen to Peter Sagal. But yet, because NPR has a great PR machine, and because the program, I thought Prairie Home Companion was just a waste of time.
I don't even get it.
Yeah. It's so boring.
But it is. I heard it once. Cult. I don't get it. Yeah.
It's a cult, Victoria.
I guess people
who think, you know, there's a mindset, there's a certain flavor that goes to some of these people and some of those, so they think they're bigger than life, and they don't treat the people that work with them particularly well, and they don't come across particularly well when confront's the right word, but you engage them. And so it's a part of them being almost untouchable. That's maybe a definition of some of these people that get into that. And I think that to a point, Bill O'Reilly thought he was that way.
Mm-hmm.
Lauer thought
was that way. Oh, definitely Matt Lauer thought that.
So
how funny, though, that just 2 months ago, Matt Lauer was raking Bill O'Reilly over the... Yeah. I'm raking him over the coals.
Yeah.
And
so
saying, what did he say? Oh, Fox would not let go of their top person if there really wasn't some truth behind these claims.
Yeah.
Oh, well, insert NBC.
Yeah.
And that's why it was interesting reading the Variety article that kind of did an expose on Matt Lauer, because they talked to multiple people who said how awkward it was on set during that interview, because there were so many people who knew about his behavior behind the scenes.
Yeah, right. So on it goes. What is there that's new to say? Natalie Morales, who had an affair with Matt, apparently.
No, she didn't. We need to legally say that they both denied it. So
really?
That's yes, they
so
did not.
So what was the rumor about then?
The rumor was that they were. But
why did the rumor start?
I don't know. Why does any rumor start? I don't know.
Because they were having an affair.
So how do we know that all this other stuff isn't just rumor as well?
Well, because
the people I just mentioned.
Right, but NBC, to do this so swiftly, they interviewed this woman for 3 hours on Monday afternoon and then fired him a few hours later. So there must be, I think she must have video or audio. There has to be something more than just her story, because they would have investigated it for a few days, at least like they did with Charlie Rose. But this was a swift and immediate, okay, that's it, pull the plug.
See you later.
Plus, the New York Times had all these other stories that they were getting ready to release on him. Did you see Geraldo's response?
No.
Oh, geez.
What did he say?
I'm always afraid when I hear Geraldo's name.
As you should be. Geraldo said on Twitter, "Sad about Matt Lauer, great guy, highly skilled and empathetic with guests, and a real gentleman to my family and me. News is a flirty business." And it seems
news
like,
is a flirty business.
Wow.
And it seems like current epidemic of hashtag sex harassment allegations may be criminalizing courtship and conflating it with predation. What about Garrison? Oh, what about hashtag Garrison Keillor? Yeah.
I just have to say,
there's a difference between flirty and showing people your without being asked. I don't know.
And also, whether news is a flirtatious business or not, and whether his marriage is really on the rocks or not, he's still a married guy, and having relationships with multiple people who are underneath of you when you work, it's totally inappropriate.
You should say about his wife.
I thought they were really divorced. I didn't know they stayed married. She did file, I think, in 2005, and then she called it off.
Yeah.
2006, she called it off a month later. And that basically just tells me that, well, he didn't. He said, all right, I'll pay you whatever you want. It's going to be right. more expensive for me to actually get divorced. So she lives in the Hamptons, and they're never together.
Mm. She's got three kids. I think they're all boys. And the oldest one is in prep school, and he went... after he got fired, he got in his car and drove out to the school so he'd be able to be with his son before things hit the fan yesterday morning.
Explain it.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty sad. It's the same kind of stuff, though. More and more
men
who don't get it. We've enabled it. And, yeah, I mean, who knows where else this goes? It's just an amazing reality to see how all these stuffed shirts... These egomaniacs, these people who look in the mirror and see nothing but God, they are human beings, and they are subject to the foibles and failures that we all are. Success is one thing, and it's wonderful, and not being able to succeed in every aspect of your life sometimes is disappointing, but there's payback as hell.
It is.
It comes.
I'm just excited.
What's the old expression? What goes around comes around?
Yeah, I'm just excited for good guys who are now going to be able to fill these open positions, and for women, this is. I think it's a great thing. I'm happy that all of these old boys are taking the fall.
And that's another thing. It's interesting to see.
There are a lot of good men out there who have been also, held back.
This kid Geist looks like, and Carson Daly. I'd say if I were at NBC, they'd be the two top contenders for the job.
Carson doesn't really have the heavy journalism chops, but he's so likable.
Yeah,
that I think he'd be a great choice.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Geist bores me to tears.
Wow, he is boring.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he's a nice person.
A good-looking kid who has no depth, none whatsoever, zero depth. And Carson may or may not surprise. A lot of people that have been put in that circumstance, Jennifer, he's a radio guy, but he's a music radio guy.
Yeah.
And so he has knowledge of the people that he comes across on The Voice. He
but
does contribute
easier,
to today.
It's so much easier to teach someone how to interview somebody than it is to try to give them that it factor, that charisma that I think Carson Daly already has, and especially with those with the hosts on the show.
Yeah.
Carson, just by the way, Carson's a very thoughtful interviewer. On his little late night show that no one watched on for 20 minutes a night, he's a very good interviewer and very, very thoughtful.
I think he will rise
to the occasion.
Yeah. I told you he was my neighbor in Santa Monica, and he's always with his kids when he was there. He lives both coasts now because of what he has to do on the Today Show, but I think he's a very thoughtful guy. It'd be a good choice. There may be somebody that they pluck from... Who knows whereville that comes? One of the ways to get attention is to find somebody that nobody expects will get the job who would do a fabulous job.
I think one of the easy grabs for them would be to do Megyn Kelly and just have it be an all female Today Show to make a statement.
I don't think women are liking her that much.
No, and that's not.
But they already have someone they're paying $20 million to who's a news person.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised. May not be the best decision, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's not a good. That would not be a good choice. She's got too much baggage.
The ratings for her own hour or half hour, or whatever she has,
they're
not
great.
Good, no.
No.
But think about what NBC has to play right now. She's already in. She's already in their stable, and she's
having
a hard news person.
All right. So does having all women except for Carson, his contribution, and Al Roker, does that? Does that make them different than Good Morning America? Who's replacing Charlie Rose? Now there's just Oprah is supposedly either
I
in
heard
there
it's
or...
their digital editor. I don't know his name, but there's a guy who does their digital reporting for their website.
Yeah.
And it seems that that's the person that they're going to bring in to take that spot.
All right.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Today Show pops a celebrity in there. That would be my call.
Yeah, another Ryan Seacrest type. 21. You
know, a real celebrity.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe. Yeah, real
slam. Hilarious.
21 after the hour here in the DJB show, so... fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com.
You have the right to remain private.
Those who have passed, this time from the Grammy corner, the late Chris Cornell had his 15th nomination during the 2018 Grammy Awards, his first following his death last spring. The promise up for Best Rock Performance category, which would be his 30th Grammy if he wins it. And he's not alone in the I Used to Be Here nominations department. His song, which he wrote for the film The Promise, is competing up against the late Leonard Cohen for You Want It Darker.
You're going to hate this.
I'm just warning you.
I thought it was a mistake.
I never got this guy.
Oh, boy.
You Want It Darker. All right, so it's called You Want It Darker. Nominated the Best American Roots Performance for Steer Your Way. All right, so let's see here. Who else have we got? Let's get out of this set. Carrie Fisher, who's been dead for a year. Imagine that. Carrie Fisher and her mother have been dead for a year. She's nominated in the spoken word category for her audio book recording of The Princess Diarist. It was a memoir. She was previously nominated in 2009. If she wins this time, it'll be the first Grammy, actually, that she got. It won't do much good in her present state. And then
her daughter would accept it for her.
Yeah. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers Band also got a couple of nominations. Best American Roots Song for My Only True Friend. And Best American Album for Southern Blood. Of the many snubs that have been pointed out since the release of the nominations, Linkin Park was one of the most notable since Chester Bennington took his own life back in July, a couple of months after the band's seventh studio album, One More Light, was released. So all of those are from those who would have been there, could they have been there. I guess that's the department that all that category all those belong to. Let's move to some a little brighter and lighter. Sarah Bareilles returning to her Broadway show, Waitress, as the leading lady Jenna's the character's name, for another 6 weeks right there at the pie shop. Currently, Jason...
Mraz,
that's right. I was thinking of Mason Jar, and I don't know why I was thinking of Mason Jar and Jason
Mraz. Mason Jar Day today.
I know it, yeah, right. So it's Jason Mraz, a.k.a. Mason Jar Day. He's a doctor, is it Pomatter?
Pomatter,
in this
I
show?
Think?
Pomatter?
I'm remembering, I've never seen the show, I'm trying to remember the movie. I think it's Nathan Fillion played Doctor, I think it's Pomatter.
What is Nathan Fillion doing now?
I don't know, but I watched him. He's so
I love him, too.
Yeah. Jennifer and I were sitting together at a dinner a couple of years ago, and she was drooling.
I was.
Sitting at the table next to it.
It was kind of embarrassing, wasn't it?
It was kind of embarrassing. Anyway, here's Sarah Bareilles, whose sights are set on winning a pie-baking contest to get her out of this mess. Jenna finds love in an affair with her married gynecologist along the way. Gynecology and pie-baking. Yes, let me go well together. Who comes up?
It was a quirky little movie.
My God.
Did you ever see it? I feel like you must have seen it. Carrie Russell, Nathan Fillion?
No, I haven't, as a matter of fact. I've seen a lot of those. I like, by the way, more and more, I like the what Chuck Curry, our movie man, describes as art house movies.
Yeah.
There are a lot of those around now. Anyway, Bareilles and Mraz on stage together January 16th to the 28th at the Brooks Atkinson Theater in New York. Should you have a desire to go and see and or hear them, or perhaps both. All right. So
it's a popular show on Broadway, for
sure. Yeah, apparently it is, yep. And this is a popular show on the radio. The DJB Show at 28 past the hour.
Wash the dishes. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In Zen, they say that there are two ways to wash dishes. The first is to wash dishes in order to have clean dishes. The second is to wash dishes in order to wash the dishes. The difference lies in focus. The first approach has a person doing something while thinking of some future time. The second has the person fully present in the moment. Having goals is wonderful, and they can certainly be helpful for us. But being present right now is a gift beyond any goal. Whatever you're doing today, in fact, whatever you're doing right now, be fully present. To learn how to wash the dishes in your own life, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. I know you're busy taking care of business and all, but seriously, you need to know about all the Cyber Week deals at Office Depot Office Max. All week long, get up to 60% off select furniture and seating, and 50% off a wireless Epson printer. Just $49.99. Plus, even more Cyber Week deals at OfficeDepot.com. Go ahead, you deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Offers end 12/2, while supplies last.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster. Geico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
And change, real change here after the hour on the Thursday DJV show. Jennifer Horn is here. Lovely to have her here. Victoria Keelan is here. Lovely to have her here. Kara Schillen is here. Lovely to have her here. Lovely to have all of you here with what's on your mind, what's on our mind. People in the news. Steve Ells, E-L-L-S, announced yesterday he was stepping down as the chief operating officer of Chipotle. He co-founded the company in the early 90s, but can't seem to turn it around, so they need something new. He has been the CEO. Well, he went in 93 as they put all the pieces together, and then he stayed till 2009, and he shared the role with a fellow named Monty Moran.
I've never heard of sharing co-CEOs. I've never heard of that.
Heard that either. He's got 6% of the company. Well, he had 6%. Now he's got 1%. So where do these people, where do you find people like this? You got to be a good marketer, it seems to me, and a good people manager, and a good idea person. That's what
I think he is a very good idea person, and I think he's horrible at all the other stuff.
Yeah.
The washing the lettuce person.
But, you know, this is an amazing reality. The stock, even after all of this, is worth $300 a share.
That is amazing.
I was shocked to see that, actually. Mm. It went up when he resigned yesterday, but I'm talking about with all of the hills and how competitive the restaurant business is. If you look at McDonald's, I bet you the stock's not, I don't know, but if you look up the stock for McDonald's, you'll find it to be under $100, I think. Most of these chains like that are, there's so much cash flow, but to get it to stick to the bottom line is very difficult. And Chipotle, obviously, even with all the ruinous kind of bad news around them, they if they are worth $300 a share, that says something. I wouldn't have gotten rid of the guy to figure out somebody else to work with him.
Just had to fix it.
I don't think he's leaving the company completely. I think he's leaving this role, and I think he wants to get, from what I read yesterday, he did an interview, I think he wants to get back to maybe more of the grassroots efforts that started the company.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think Chipotle got too big too quickly.
Maybe.
And I love Chipotle. I used to go to lunch there practically every day when I was at Sirius XM that was in the building.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that particular one is still there, but the idea is great. It's all organic. It's, you know, it's farm-raised. Animals that are raised in a humane way. It really is a unique business model. I think that there's a huge market for it. It just, maybe he can fine-tune it while not being the CEO and really having more boots on the ground.
I think, I've only eaten there three or four times. We've gone in, we were in a hurry for something, and I found, I went once with Bob, I think two or three times with Meredith.
It's delicious.
Their food to be fine.
Yep.
So, anyway.
But apparently the queso is really bad.
Is it? Oh, right.
Yes.
Oh, no.
All right. Next person in the news is Jennifer Lawrence, dropping some hints as to why she and her boyfriend broke up. Apparently, on tour, he produced or directed a movie she was in called Mother. I'm trying to remember.
That horror movie that I don't think you saw.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't have seen that.
It looked terrible.
I'm quite a fan of hers. I think she's...
Oh, we know. You want to start a goat farm with her.
Well, she's interested in finding a goat farm. I'd be happy to help her out.
Doug, you're so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, she also is apparently a tough... With all this focus on interviews and people and how they talk to hosts and what they want to, what stories they want to tell. Apparently, she's very difficult, very rude. And so she sat down with Adam Sandler for that Actors on Actors series. Remember that? And it's really quite telling. They talked about meeting fans in real life. And she admitted that I turn into a huge a-hole. That's kind of my way of defending myself. She gave a couple of examples in the interview. If somebody walks toward her, she just gets up and turns around and walks away from them. So, there you go.
I feel like if this is... First of all, you would not think that this is cute or funny, or you wouldn't be chuckling if this was anyone else besides Jennifer Lawrence. I think you would say, this so-and-so needs to get over their own ego. And,
it was like Jimmy Fallon or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is part of what she signed up for, and she should be taking pictures with their fans. I agree with that.
I don't really agree with that, but I think that there is a certain way of dealing with it.
Yeah.
So,
Without them, you are nothing. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly people who go overboard.
Right.
When I used to go to radio stations to visit all the time, I've had a couple of occasions where people were just inappropriate. And
I think people come up to you like they know you, and people will come up and throw their arms around you or scream at you or something. And I don't think you should have to deal with that. I think that fans pay for movies and they get the movie in return. I don't think that they should get you and your body in return.
Right. That's true.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
That's very great perspective,
taking a selfie, it seems that taking a selfie and signing an autograph is probably not a terrible idea if you want to have a nice long
career. I think it definitely helps you on the long run. And so I don't know that Jennifer Lawrence deals with it in the best way. I might just walk away too, but...
But she's bragging about being a jerk.
Yeah, I don't think that's great. I think she's been hanging out with Amy Schumer a little too long. I don't know if they're still best friends, but Amy Schumer kind of does the same thing.
Amy Schumer is an a-hole.
I mean, to me, Jennifer Lawrence is just a zero.
Yeah.
And I used to like her. I used to like her a lot. But now, just listening to interview after interview after interview with her, I think she thinks a lot of herself.
You know what happened, Jennifer? She got too successful too fast and too much attention was paid to her.
Crassness is just kind of part of her shtick.
Talking about Amy, or are you talking about Jennifer?
I'm talking about Jennifer Lawrence. And I think that's why a lot of guys like her, because she's like their bro, but she's also a hot chick, so they feel like they can hang out with her and, you know, eat pizza and be gross. But I don't know.
Her sex pics didn't hurt that image either.
Yeah.
What is that? What do you mean?
She was one of the celebrities whose phone was hacked, and there was some pretty explicit.
I remember. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we've gone down that street. Let's do some.
I think you're the only one left liking Jennifer Lawrence.
Maybe. I may have second thoughts about that.
You guys can live happily ever after on your goat farm.
Yeah, exactly. sports time now. Let's talk about Bill Belichick and his record with the Patriots, or whether he cared. He was on ESPN, by the way. ESPN fired 150 more people yesterday.
Oh, they can't. Always at the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Merry Christmas, you're fired. Yeah. All right, so, Victoria, what's going on with Bill Belichick?
Well, Bill Belichick, of course, is never going to change, and I think it's hilarious when sports reporters try to get something more out of him. It's not going to happen. So he was on ESPN. He and his team, the New England Patriots, accomplished a league milestone that no other team has ever achieved. They actually have 17 consecutive winning seasons, and which is really amazing. And so they asked him how he feels about it. And he said, well, that's what we're here for, to win games. He's so dry. He said, that being said, none of those other records, however many seasons it was or however many games, really makes any difference this week. I mean, nobody cares about that. Then he said, I don't think living in the past is going to help us. I don't think living in the future is going to help us either. And so fans and reporters, of course, took to social media to say, well, it's just classic Belichick. However, they give him credit because that mentality is probably why the Patriots have 17 winning seasons, consecutive winning seasons. So they never get complacent. They really do take it a game at a time. So does Tom Brady.
There was an article, a profile of him in the Boston Globe Sunday magazine a few months ago. And most of the profile focused on the lady in his life, whose name I cannot remember. She is...
That's his long-term girlfriend,
yeah,
right?
Been with him for a long time. And it's the only time you ever see him smile. He's very taken with her, and she seems to be very taken with him. But that's, you never see Belichick smile under any circumstances. And that was the first time. And it was a comment that was made by a lot of people on social media. We see what makes Bill smile. And I don't know anything about the lady. I just know that they've been together for quite a long time, and he pays a lot of attention to her. And that's isn't that what you're supposed to do in a relationship?
Yeah, that's nice.
Even if you're somebody like this guy, who seems on the surface to be a crusty old... Yeah, he is
You guys, he's just a check. That's how we are.
Oh, really? Bill Belichick?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, thank you. I thought it was chick.
No, well, it's spelled that way, but he's a check, and just leave him alone.
Check
That's
check.
What they do. They're kind of heavy and stodgy, but, you know.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Jennifer.
Good, solid people.
Yes, very solid. We like those Eastern Europeans.
Salt of the earth. That's right.
NASCAR fans and net neutrality. Now, this is something to listen to. Listen to this. If you have questions, don't understand net neutrality and the impact that it will have on if the regulation is voted out. Looks like it might be, what it does to people in certain strata. And this is a great example, frankly, although it's a little bit, I don't know whether predictable is the right word, Jennifer, or not for it. What we think of NASCAR fans is they're all kind of from the Okefenokee Swamp in Mississippi, but you know, it's not the case.
It's a stereotype.
No, yeah,
and they're a very passionate group of people who apparently are not only passionate about NASCAR, but at the threat of losing net neutrality, according to Reddit's NASCAR page. Net neutrality is a regulation that requires internet service providers to treat online content and access to it equally. The FCC plans to vote next month to repeal these rules. While topics on the Reddit NASCAR page vary, the site's most popular popular post lately, by far, is titled American Racing Fans, Net Neutrality Affects Us All. Now, apparently, they want you to start a campaign by calling your local representatives and rallying against the FCC, or at least letting the FCC know that NASCAR fans are in support of net neutrality. This post garnered 60,000 likes, which is the most attention any topic has gotten on the page before. Brian France, who's NASCAR's CEO, says he remains confident in NASCAR's health as a profitable sport despite a pattern of declining race attendance and TV ratings. NASCAR fans who enjoy viewing races at home are concerned about the cost of their internet service being raised as part of price gouging that could happen if net neutrality is repealed.
Yeah, I think what you see here, we're loath to talk about politics and political points of view. And there, as I've said many times, some things that Trump is doing and the people around him that I consider to be good, but there are some things that are just mindless and stupid, and this is one of them. This is, for the people that supported Trump, if you look around the room, this is one of the groups, if you want to put them all into one group, this is one of the groups that would have been first in line to vote for Trump. And to screw them over like this is not good for the party. It's not good for these people are going to remember this kind of stuff, especially they may not understand that neutrality, but they'll understand when they can't get the NASCAR on their television.
What's going to happen is their internet's going to be so slow that the race is going to be buffering
over
the whole time.
Yeah. Right.
The race will be, but that's what it's going to be. That's a huge problem. And when they talk about TV ratings declining, that's really, I kind of am a little bit annoyed when I hear people say, oh, the ratings for the NFL are down and the ratings for this are down. Those are TV ratings. A lot of people have gotten rid of cable. And a lot of people are watching them in other ways. NASCAR has a very, very popular website where people watch the races. And this is why NASCAR fans are really concerned, and they should be. Their sport is something that does not take kindly to buffering with internet speeds.
My son pointed out something to me yesterday, because he's in a city where it's all about what goes on, and much of what he does has to do with the media, and he said, you have to look around to see where the states and cities that are most affected by this, if you analyze them, and he has with some of his friends, most of the areas are poor and where blacks live.
And wow.
So there you go. And one wonders how we tie that into National Mississippi Day today, the home of the Delta Blues, 20th state to join the Union. It was along the Mississippi Delta that the blues developed in the middle of the late 19th century, and blues music has become such a staple of our musical history. It's really kind of cool. But there are a lot of people in Mississippi who will not have service in following along in this conversation. Not good. Not good. All right, let's talk about something that is good. The folks at Purity Products, who have worked hard. They have a catalog. When you are able, take a minute. You could do it now if you have time. Call 800-355-1493 and order your first bottle, free bottle, of their Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. It's free. It pays shipping and handling, and you get this heart-healthy product. But one of the things that I wanted to point out, when you get this, they'll send you the krill oil, and you look at their catalog and all the things that they have in there. They have fabulous formulas for all kinds of things that are very surprising. I didn't realize. I just kind of was looking at this morning. They have detox programs that are really good, great green tea things. In other words, it's a company that has underscored the need for all of us to take great care of our bodies at any age. And that's what these products are about. They're for everybody of every age. So if you want to get in and find out about the company, start by getting a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Pay a little shipping. That's it. Claim your free bottle, 800-355-1493.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our daily Tech Talk segment with Victoria Keeman, brought to you by the folks at Total Wireless. Get the best deal in wireless with Total Wireless. Four lines on America's largest network for just $25 a line every month. $25 a line, that's it. Learn more at TotalWireless.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. Google Play holiday music. Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
All right, let's get to some of these things that will affect your life in a huge way. And the first thing is for those people who have Macs running the latest version of High Sierra. Mm-hmm. So what is High Sierra? Would you begin with an explanation of that, please, Victoria?
Sure. High Sierra is the operating system. So if you have Windows on Microsoft, the Mac version of it is now called High Sierra. And they change names every time they have a new operating system. So High Sierra is the latest. It's 10.13.1. Here's the big problem. We never really have these stories to report on Mac and security breaches because that's done by design. Mac really is very secure. Right now, it's not. If you have a Mac laptop or if you work in an office where you have all Macs, there's been a security breach. There's some sort of a flaw in it. They're trying to fix it. They have not come out with the update yet. So what happens is anyone can log into your computer instead of using, you know, dstefan, which would be your normal login and then your password. All you need to type in is root, root. And for whatever reason, this is some weird little quirk that it allows anyone to log in to anyone's Mac. The problem here, the big, big problem is, obviously, if your computer is ever exposed in public or at an office situation, you don't want other people on your computer. No. Once someone logs in using this root back-end thing, they can take ownership of your computer, and you may never get back in. So this is really serious. So all I'm saying is, if you are a Mac user, if you have High Sierra 10.13.1, which I do, and anybody who pretty much has a Mac has already updated to this version, just make sure you do not leave your computer in public anywhere. Do not leave it out. If you're at Starbucks, don't go get coffee and leave your MacBook anywhere. Just make sure you're really extra vigilant until they fix this problem.
Wow. What a wild thing, because they've used that as a selling tool. You can't
absolutely
hack our computers.
Whew. Yep.
All right. Remember the old movie, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. Well, it's a new movie. The robots are coming, The robots are coming.
That's true,
so
yeah.
Who's at risk here other than hamburger flippers? Who else?
Well, there's a big story that's making its rounds, not just in the tech world, but throughout. It's on CNN. It's everywhere now. This new study of the risk of automation, which jobs are at risk, which ones are not. It turns out high-risk jobs, unfortunately, are the jobs that only require a high school degree. They're the most in danger. That means cashiers, toll booth operators, drivers, delivery drivers, truck drivers, anything like that. They say 7.5 million retail jobs are at risk of automation as well. The shift is already happening at places like CVS with self-checkouts, McDonald's and Wendy's using kiosks to let people order their food, things like that. Amazon has now actually tested a Seattle-based concept store called Amazon Go. There's no checkout line or cash register. It zaps your phone on the way out. The good news is low-risk jobs include doctors, nurses, sports coaches, hairstylists, cosmetologists, songwriters, and social workers. They are all considered to be very low risk of losing their jobs to robots.
Robots doing your hair. There's an idea. Thank you, but no thank you. 59 past the...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.